We ended off last time mentioning the Indian of Tefillah, and that how the Ramban says "Venitzak al Hashem," that that's the Raya Gedoylo. Sheyesh Alikim Yisrael is the Indian of Tefillah. Anybody wants a Raya that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, just daven. Davening is the biggest Raya that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, that he listens and he answers, and that's a way of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the way out of Golas, and that's the way out of any Yid's sorrow. Any Yid's sorrow is through davening. Is to get out, to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's his way to save himself from the tzara. I saw something interesting tonight. The Gaiver of Beitar was saying about during the Holocaust, people knew what pachad was, and they lived daily with pachad. What's going to be with their life? He says there's people that were born after the Holocaust and they died, recently. And they never really knew what pachad was. They never knew. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending us a situation where he's giving us pachad, but the purpose of the pachad is mimcho elecha evrach, that we're to run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really the Yid's way out. That's what continue. V'nitzak al Hashem lekei aviseinu, v'yishma Hashem eskeleinu, v'yaretz aninu v'samaleinu v'slachatzeinu. So now we darshan each pasuk individually. V'nitzak al Hashem lekei aviseinu, k'mo shenema rii v'yamim v'rabim ahim, v'yom asmelach mitzrayim, yonchu b'nei yisom en avoyda v'yizoku, v'tal shavosim elekim en avoyda. This is a little bit interesting. It sounds that they only davened once the v'yom asmelach mitzrayim, yonchu b'nei yisom en avoyda. What's the connection between the dying of the Melech and the Vayonchu? So Rashi says because it really meant that he was Nitzdareya and he was shechting children 150 every in the morning, 150 at night. But the Shara Shemayim says Shomati Mipi Rashi, a different pshat, that they didn't allow them to cry. The Me'amloya says a similar thing also. This is also part of the Inui. They didn't allow Bnei Yisrael to cry out. It helps to cry. It helps to scream out. It helps. They wouldn't even allow them to do that. The first time that they were able to do that is when they found the possibility of crying out was when the king died. When the king died, so everybody's crying. They had the permit to cry out to Ribbono Shel Olam, because everybody was crying out. But that's also a chelik of the Inui. A chelik of the Inui was that they didn't allow the Yidin to cry out b'chlal. Once they cried out, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw v'yital shavos melekim en avoido. Even though they were crying out at the time that the king died, it wasn't because of the king dying that they were crying. A Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to be mavchin in their tzoka, that their tzoka was a tzoka of pain. That their tzoka was a tzoka from the avoido, and not because of the Melech Mitzrayim. V'yishma Hashem es kerleinu, k'mo shenema, v'yishma lekim es nakosom, v'yizkor lekim es brises, avram yitzitzak v'es yakvev. Interestingly enough, it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered our tefillahs in our own tzchuyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefillahs, and he remembered the bris of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, which means a tremendous limud for every yid is that even if he doesn't have a tzchus, even if he is not roi, but if he davens to Ribbono Shel Olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be goel him in the schus of his parents, of his grandparents. And that's a lot of children are zeiche, the schus that their parents, the schus their grandparents, or even great-great-grandparents, schus always, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them out of their tzar. That's better, maybe goel ivnei v'neim laman shemoi ba'avo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a geula livnei v'neim of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov leman shemoi, even if it's not in their zchus, it's still va'avo. It's still in the zchus of the oveis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the children. So a yid should never give up and say, "Oh, in chanami, I would daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, but who am I? Who am I to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam? Who am I that I don't have enough zchuyos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen? Shema yigre machet." If Yaakov Avinu was scared, Shem Yigur Mechet, Allah Haskam V'Kama, I should be Choshish, and I don't deserve that because Baruch Hu should answer me. And the answer is, either maybe you do deserve, and Korav Hashem L'chol Korav L'chol Hashem Yikru V'Emes, the very fact that a person is turning to Ribbono Shel Olam, that in itself is a sibah that Ribbono Shel Olam should answer him. And even if a person doesn't have his own zchuyis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us, B'schus Da'ovais, Avram Yisrach Yaakov. V'yaris on Yenu, The Mitzrayim, they said it as part of the work ethic. It doesn't make sense for you to go home at night, because if you're going to go home and have to come back in the morning, you're going to take up precious time from the work. So sleep in the fields. But the real intention was Precious Derech Eretz. And this is something, Vayeda Elohim, it's something that only the Rebbeinu Shem can see. This is a Davar Shebetzino, only the Rebbeinu Shem is able to see. But there's nothing that goes unnoticed. Every single tzar of a Yid is noticed by the Rebbeinu Shem. And not only that, it says, Ad Heichan Yisurin, when a person sticks his hands in his pocket, he wanted to take out 5 shekel, and by accident he took out 2 shekel, that's Yisurim, didn't come up, that's already Yisurim. Who knows? Who knows that that's Yisurim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's Yisurim, and everything is Gecheshbin, and everything the Rebbeinu Shalom sees, there's nothing that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't see. And V'asam Aleinu Eilu Abonim K'moy Shenemer Kol Abeni Eloina Yoret Ashtichu V'Kol Abat Tichayum. That Omol is Loi Man Loi Niga Lorik V'Loi Neile La Baholo. We say in Uvol Etzion. And a person's supposed to be Mechavin for his children, a person's amal, the Ritva says, a person's whole amelus is in his children. What does he put? Is invest most of his effort in raising his children. That's his amelus. And memelo, when a person is amal, he works and he doesn't get anything from it because they took the children and they threw them into the yard. So that's a tremendous tsar. He's amal without anything, and that's everything that he puts his hopes in, and it's his whole future. It's really his future. How does a person live on through his children, through the next generation? So, as a malein way la'abonim, that tremendous tzar of kol abeni yoloid hayoret hashlichu. The question is, what does it mean b'chol abas techayun? What does that have any shaychus to this nekuda? So I was thinking, I'll pee the Brisker Rav. I saw the Medrash Rav says really this mefurish, but the Brisker Rav says that arami oivir avi, that shaparei loygozer el al ascharim. Love and bikish lakas akar. Paro legozer el ascharim. Frek the Brisker Rav, we're trying to start speaking, singing the praises of Paro. That love on, he wanted to kill everybody. Paro, he was a big tzaddik. He only wanted to kill the men. He didn't want to kill the women. So he says, no. We're not speaking about that. Fakir. It's terrible what Paro wanted to do. It's even worse. He wanted to kill the men, and the woman would be saved, and they would be alive. And who would marry them? The Mitzrayim would marry them. They would totally intermarry. They would totally assimilate, and the whole Yiddish population would come to an end. B'kitzer, you could say that that's chat over here. V'chol abas techayun, that's also a chelik of Amaleinu Ze'abana. That's a chelik of it, is that the boys were thrown into the ocean, into the Yar, and the girls were saved. The Medrash Rabbah says Lehenya, that the girls were saved so that they should be, they should marry the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim wanted them to save them. Fakir, they should be healthy. They should be, so we should have good wives, healthy wives. So it was all also a chelik of it that the sons were going to get killed and the daughters were going to intermarry. This is not clear, Bechlau. What does it mean? What does it mean? Zuatchak. What the chak are we talking about? So Mesil Shasharm, the famous Mesil Shasharm, says that the Yitzhara, we learn out how the Yitzhara acts from Atas Pari. Atas Pari was Nirpim Atem Nirpim, that Tichbad HaVoida Al Anoshim V'Yishu B'Divrei Shoker, that never to stop. Constant work. Work till you drop. And then when you come home, like it says in the Midrashim, they would, at night, Mitzi would take him to his party and say, stand there with a candle on your head till we finish our party. They didn't have any time to think. No time whatsoever to think of rebelling, because there was constant work. Constant avoidas parach. They have no time to think. That's tchak. It's lachatz. Lachatz, a pressure of never being able to stop for a second. That's the pashup shah. So many of the Rishenim learn, Rabbeinu Chananel they bring it down from, Rabbeinu Bachai brings it down from Rabbeinu Chananel. Zadua tchak means the living quarters that they were living in. They lived in Goshen the entire time. Goshen was a place that was enough room for 70 people. It wasn't room for 600,000 people or a few million people. But they kept them, it was like a ghetto. They kept them in, locked up inside of their houses, and it was inside of Goshen, that they weren't able to to walk outside and live in normal housing, a regular environment, to live in a place where they were able to have living quarters that fit everybody. That was the dchak. They were forced to live in squished quarters. So the truth is, the Gaon speaks out that these three things, es onyenu, es amaleinu, es achatenu, that's the three main aspects of a person's life: his wife, his children, and his house. These are things that are marchivin daiter shalodim, says the Gaon. And bayisno, ishano, kelim noim, children. These are things that the basics of every human being. And the Mitzrim tried to get rid of all three of them. Esam aleinu, the abanim, they got rid of the children. The wife, they separated by making them sleep in the field. The housing quarters, they made them sleep 30 families in one house. It wasn't a massive bechlal of that they had any privacy, that they could, everything, everybody was on top of each other. And that's all of this. All that the Baal HaGadol is describing is that we should appreciate what went on in Mitzrayim. Appreciate the Shibun Mitzrayim, appreciate the Inuy Mitzrayim, Maschal B'Gnus, to see what it was and to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from. This was all the like the Chavis Levav says, our entire Avodah is Geboit HaNakar Satayiv, to appreciate. You can only be Makar Tayiv when you know what it was all about. When you understand that they were trying to systematically, they thought of everything. They thought of they made the men do the woman, the woman do the men's work. They made them, they made them build houses that fell down right away. That they have no sipuk, they have no satisfaction from their work. So they didn't have anything. They didn't have wives, they didn't have children, they didn't have the housing, they didn't have satisfaction, they don't have, it's pashit, just simply to break them. That's exactly what the, and this is extremely similar if anybody reads the stories in the Holocaust. What they were trying to do to the Yidden in the Holocaust is simply to break them. Back-breaking labor for no reason. To just take rocks and hold them or carry them from place A to place B and then back to place A and then put them down. Do nothing. Do no satisfaction. Just work for the sake of work. Shouldn't be able to rebel. That's all what the Mitzrim tried to do. Then continues the Baal HaGadol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us all out of all of that. V'yitzinu Hashem Mitzrayim, V'yad Chazokum, Zorinatu, Maragodol, Vlaisus, Moisim. V'yitzinu Hashem Mitzrayim, Lo Yadei Malach, V'lo Yadei Sorach, V'lo Yadei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'choyinu Be'atzmai. Shenema, V'avayit V'eret Mitzrayim, V'lad Hazeh, V'kisi Kol B'chorim Mitzrayim, V'yodim Ar Behemo, V'chor Lehi Mitzrayim, V'zeh Shvotam, Ani Hashem. V'vayit V'eret Mitzrayim, Ani V'lei Malach, V'kisi B'chol B'chor, Ani V'lei Sorach, V'chol Lehi Mitzrayim, V'zeh Shvotam, Ani V'lei Shliach, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'lei Acher. This is be'etzem the entire Yisrael of the Agada. Yisrael of the Agada is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvoido ve'atzmai. It wasn't a shliach, it wasn't anybody else. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned over here. That's why we darshan the parasha of Arami Oved Ovi as opposed to the parashas that are in Shmois, which all mention the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one that took us out b'chlal. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took us out. He was the facade in the front that was doing the oisus of the maisim, but be'etzem it was the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the limud that we're trying to instill in ourselves and in our children. Olel HaSeder is that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choyde ve'atzmai. And there's no matziv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mepharshim say, why did it have to be like that? Why did it have to be that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choyde ve'atzmai? They say because a malach wasn't able to go into Mitzrayim because of the tumah of Mitzrayim, even a malach would be affected. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by tumah. That means any yid in any situation that he's in, there's never a situation where he should give up. Never a situation of yush, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take him out from any situation that he's in. Aniv leimalach, aniv leisav. A Kadosh Baruch Hu bechayit ve'atzmai, and that's how we have to turn to him. Like Shem Shapinka says that it was once written a letter that the person was dejected and he confused and he basically gave up, miayish, and he didn't know what to do. Who could help him out? So he said to him, I know somebody that can help you out. He's your father, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Call him up, speak to him. He's the one that can help you out. And that's really what, it's turned straight to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to him, not to A, not to B. That's the matzav that we're in now. It's only turning to Rebbeinu Shlom. No one else is going to help. Not the Sar Briyut, who's in Bidud. Not the Rosh Beinu Shlom, who's also in Bidud. And not anybody else. No one else is going to help you. Everybody, the only one that can help us out of the situation is the Rebbeinu Shlom, Bechavedu Be'atzmai. And as quickly as it came, it's as quickly as it could go also. Because there's nothing that's past the Rebbeinu Shlom. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu so wills, the same way, imagine somebody a month ago would have told us that, by the way, in a month there's not going to be any traveling, international traveling. As a matter of fact, even inside the country, they just told me that Beitar is closed. No one going in, no one going out. If you live here and you're outside, you can come back in, but that's it. No one going in, no one going out. They told you, and businesses are going to crumble and crash, and the stock market is going to fall, and who knows what's going to happen. Who's going to leave their houses? We look at him, the guy's crazy. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Without a problem. Without any great wars. No World War II or III. And this tiny little thing that nobody could see, and everybody's not leaving their house, and the entire world is at a loss of what to do, Betzim. And we're trying our best. But it's Kadosh Baruch Hu that's calling the shots. And that's really the purpose of Leil HaSeder, is to inculcate that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that calls the shots, but L'Toiva also, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, HaYipaleh Me'Hashem Davar, and even if everything looks lost, and everything looks gloomy, and you're stuck on one side with the Mitzrayim on one side, and you're stuck on the other side with the Yam, and the other side, the other two sides, you have wild animals, and there's no way out. There's no way out. No way, that foreseeable way to get out of the situation. The only way is to lock down the entire world and mechulu. No way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way. Don't tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam what to do. Don't tell him how to do it. He'll figure it out. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is able to figure out how to do it. And if so wills, then he can get us out of the situation without a problem. And the Yam will be Nikra. However it will happen. Biyad chazoka zu adever k'mo shenemar. Hine yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha asher v'sodeh. B'susim ha'chamerim b'gmalim v'boik v'bach v'tzayim davar kevin b'oid. Biyad chazak is what dever. All the mepharshim asked, "What sheikh is? Why dever out of anything? The animals dying. That was the yad chazaka. What sheikh is? Does it have bichlal?" The grain says in the chanami, "Zua dever means it's the first five makas which ended with dever, and zrein letua zua cherev is the last five makas which ended with makas mecheres." He says in the chanami, it's lav dafka. However, the Brisker Rav says something interesting. He says, "Biyad chazak is zua dever because where did we see the yad chazak of the Rebbeinu Shalom? By dever." Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved bichlal. By Dam, by Tzardaya, by Kinyum, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, they were involved. When it came to Orev and Dever, it's really Orev and Dever together, Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved bichlal. There was no Mate, there was no Make, there was no Yam that was hit, there was no Kinyum, the dirt that was thrown in the air. It came straight from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And it was clear that it came from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The fetus, I think you could say also, I didn't see that he said that, but you could say in the next thing also, Bezrein etu yizu acherev. If it's the cherev of Makas Bechiris, Moshe Rabbeinu was in his house at the time Makas Bechiris. No one was, it was clearly the Rebbeinu Shalom. Bechoy de ve'atzmai, le'o de ma'alach al-yashlech le'yasof. Moshe Rabbeinu was not to be found. Everything else, Moshe Rabbeinu was arbe and borrowed. It's also the matzah was involved. It came to Makas Bechiris, it was clear, so this is really a direct hemshech of what we've been talking until now, that it's Anivalei Malach, Anivalei Sarah. I saw another pshat, Bezrei Netuya Zuacherev, that the Abu Drom says, Zuacherev, what cherev are we talking about? Zuacherev. Shenemar Cherev Shlufu B'yodei Netuya Al Yerushalayim. What sheikhs does cherev have? Where was cherev involved b'chlal? So I guess the Goyim seem to understand that cherev means Makas Bechiris. But the Abu Drom says, Cherev means the Cherev of the Mitzrayim. Lemaki Mitzrayim bivichoyreim, we say, in Hoidu. Lemaki Mitzrayim bivichoyreim, which means that when it came to Makas Bechiris, all the Bechirim got up and they rebelled against Pari. And they created a civil war. And they said, if you're not going to send out the Yidin, so then we're gonna kill you all. We don't want to die. And there was a civil war that was created because of Makas Bechiris. So Zua Cherev means the Cherev of the Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that there's a civil war. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu his ways to make it that an entire nation should get destroyed without any war from the outside, without any famine, without anything. Simply a civil war from in themselves, they kill themselves. Ubemoira Godol Zegri Vishkina. What does Moira Godol mean? Kamashanemar inisalakim lavar the kachas goli goi mikar of goi, the masis boises moivsim, umochomo, via chazoko, zorinatuyo, umoiroim gedorlim, kwalashir also lachem hashem lakechem in time lenecho. What does it mean? Because the Baruch was lakachas goi mikar of goi, in the Medrash it says that they were like a uber vimeimoi, that is, they were mamash entrenched in Mitzrayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu got them all out. Haloloiv Devei Zara, Haloloiv Devei Zara, and they were taken out to become a new nation. But what does it mean, Ubemurra Godom? So generally, Murra Godom is translated as tremendous fear. Murra Godom, there was tremendous fear that was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu's Nisim and Eflorius and by Makas Bechuris. However, the Targum doesn't translate Murra Godom as Pachad. He says, Murra Gadol means, Murraim Gedolim, this pasuk, Chezvonin Rav Revin. Chezvonin means Maris Gedolis. In other words, Maris Gedolis, the tremendous wonders that were seen, the Nisim, the miracles that took place in front of everybody's eyes, that was the Gilui Shechino. What is Gilui Shechino? When you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shur Shechino, he's Shur in the Beis HaMikdosh, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shur Shechino? He is Shur Shechino. What does it mean, Bechal? So the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says, the Lashon is, HaSmodos, Kishe HaShgochas Hashem Masmedes B'mokim Echod, Nikritz HaShores HaShechino. This is what the Yor brings down. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashre is, his HaShgocha is constant in one place, that is considered Gilui Shechino. That's Ashrayas Hashchino, and that's Gilui Shechino. Now, the Yehuda says a similar thing. He says, "Bizman Yisrael oisim etzeinu shalmokim, harayim mushgochim bashkocha protes haniglas aleim vazoymim shashchino sher b'Yisrael." When you see clearly the hashkocha protes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Ashrayas Hashchino. Taras in Eretz Yisrael, that's Ashrayas Hashchino. That's something that you see clearly. A person speaks Lashon Hara, first it comes onto his house, then onto his clothing, then onto himself. If he was chayzer, then it goes away. If he does tshuva, this is something what you see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Lekecho Bo Mireshes Hashonu Vanachas Hashonu. This is a special Hashkochem Yuchedos in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Tzaras is only in Eretz Yisrael, because that Hashkocha is only Yuchat Eretz Yisrael. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's clear the Hashkocha Pratis, that is Hashras Hashchino. Mimeil, that's what the Beis HaMikdash was. There was Asar Nisim that were constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. We were able to see on a daily basis Nisim. That is Hashras Hashchino. When you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts B'Hashkocha Pratis, with exactly, you see how everything is met out, that is Hashkocha Pratis, that is Hashras Hashchino. Memela, when they saw the Nisim, all the Nisim of Mitzrayim, that was the biggest Hashkocha Pratis, that all the Arba went to the end of Goshen and they didn't walk into Goshen. All the Dever, all the Arif, everything, how Bidiktuk Gomer, how everything was only by the Goyim and not by the Yidin, and how each person got exactly what they were supposed to get, kafi the amount that they were Matar of the Yidin, V'chulu, that's what they saw like in Yerchalim HaKakash, Ke'evin, Ke'iferes, each one kafi the amount that he did, that Hashkocha Pratis, that is Gilui Shechino. That's the Gilui Shechino. And the truth is that a person can see Gilui Shechino in every situation. When he sees the Hashkocha Pratis, if a person pays attention to it, really this is something that he should do every day of the year. It's something nice to think about in Leil HaSeder, but if a person thinks about it beforehand, when he gets to Leil HaSeder, it'll be a different Leil HaSeder, and he'll live a different life. A person should have a little notebook where he writes down things out of Hashkocha Pratis. This is, my Rebbe told me this in 9th grade, and he gave out the notebooks. I've done it over the years, started, but you see a difference because when you start writing it down, then you're on the lookout for it. And when you're on the lookout for it, then you see Hashkocha Pratis clearly. And it's tremendous to see. It's tremendous to see when you start paying attention to the things. And the truth is, the more that a person pays attention to it, and the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecho. Hashem is like your tail. The way that you act to Him, that's the way, just like the Medrash says, the Ramban brings it down, I think by Eke Asher Eke, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts to you just like your tail. When you wave, so your shadow also waves. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzilcha, like your tail. The way that you're with Him, the more a person is ma'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more a person thinks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the Hashkocha Pratis of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more Hashkacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Baruch Shalom. I once heard from the Rishiva Shlita in the Mir that he said that the truth is that every time that the baby cries, it's really Hashkacha Pratis. He says, the baby that's crying at night, it's not that you're up because the baby's crying. The baby's crying because you're supposed to be up. Now, if you start trying to think about every single thing that goes on in your life, you might go crazy. But certainly the big things that stick out, a person should be made some lave to, and think that he should notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. Notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a message that's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a lot of times you can think about, not every time can you know. I know that this is a big needing. Can you know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell you? A lot of people say you can't know. I was zeichet to be by Vad from Mnoyach Weinberg, Zatzal. He was of the opinion, certainly, that you could know. He says you have to pay, you have to, you know, it takes a little bit. He says it's like when you learn how to play ball. The first time you take the ball to and you play basketball, you air ball. Second time you hit the backboard, third time you hit the rim, and the fourth time it goes in. He says, yeah, you know, try, think of a little bit. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do it? First thing that you might guess, it might be an air ball. But Batsim, the Gemara says, you fash rish myself, and you should see what it is. What's a midah k'neged midah? That's Batsim. But it's anything. It's even not nothing to do specifically with punishment. Stam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. I heard, with regard to the crying, that Reb Dov Yaffe, he had a deal with his wife, that she would get up one night for the kids, and he would get up one night for the kids. They would switch off. And they say that without fail, the kids wouldn't cry on the nights that he was in charge. And he would stay up and he would learn. The kids wouldn't, or he would be able to sleep, so he would have kach. But that just goes to show that somebody that's, and this is a person that was nifter 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's not like a person that from, 250 years ago or 1,000 years ago. That's obviously certain dargis. But the hashkacha pratis in a person's life, that's really something that a person should be made some leave to. That's hashras hashchino. That's Moira Godel. And it really does tremendous things. When a person is made some leave to it, it could be a tremendous chizik in emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it le'enecho. You were able to see. Which, first of all, they say, not like Loit, who didn't have the schus to see. Right? Al tabit echorecho. You didn't have the schus to see. But it's even more than that. It's much more than that. The Ibn Ezra says, he quotes the Kuzari. The Kuzari says this himself in the Sefer Kuzari. But Ibn Ezra quotes this by Anoichi Hashem Lekecho. The beginning of Aseret HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem Lekecho, Asher Yitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Frekta, I think Ibn Ezra asks, Vos Epes that it says Asher Yitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim? It should say much more. Anoichi Hashem Lekecho, Asher Baro Shamayim Va'aretz. Asher Yitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, it was a big thing. But Asher Baro Shamayim Va'aretz, he created the entire universe. That's if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us his business card, introduce himself. Who am I? Anoichi Hashem Lekecho. I created you. I created the world. I created everything that you see. That lecher is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu should introduce himself. So Yehuda Halevi, the Kuzari, answered him, and he told him no. He says our emuno is gebait, is built, is founded on what we saw with our own eyes. Asher did not own, not because what somebody told me, somebody that you were created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, no one saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world. Even when Adam Rishon came, it was already created. Who saw it? No one saw it. Your emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of the things that you saw. It's the things le'enecho, that you were able to see the Nisim in Mitzrayim, you were able to see Matan Torah, you were able to see Einein Mavadai. That's where what our, now, obviously, what we hear, even though we didn't see that, but we heard from our parents who they did see it. Millions of people saw it. It's not just Muhammad who says that he had some vision and v'chulu. It's millions and millions of people that witnessed it and they passed it on for other generations. And no other nation contested that the Jews saw it. You don't find in the history books that, oh, the Jews made up this whole thing all of a sudden in the year 2448, there was a big revelation and v'chulu. No. Tzipur Loitzai, it's everybody in the entire world knew. There was no bird tweaking, there's no tweeting at the time of Matan Torah. Everybody knew about it. Everybody knew exactly what was going on. That's the inechum. It all is geboit on the fact, things that we saw. That's our emunah. Our emunah is geboit on what we ourselves saw. And that's really what the Baal HaGadol is saying here in the Chorev. Mitzrayim le'inecho. You saw it. You saw it with your own eyes. Uba'oisei ze'amata k'mo she'nemer samata zeticha b'yadecha she'tasa b'yisei oisim. The oiseis. The oiseis, I saw an interesting thing from the Meiram Lois. He says, what was special about the mata? The mata started off, because Moshe Rabbeinu threw down the mata, the first ois that he did was that it turned into a nachash. And that all the chartumim did the same thing. So he said, why? Out of all, he did tremendous nisim in a place, maybe 250 afterwards. Who knows how many were done afterwards, besides the asar nisim that were done in Mitzrayim. Why did they do the first nisim something that the chartumim could also do? So he said it was on purpose. It was on purpose that the chartumim could do it, and they said, look, we could do it also. Then we did all the rest of the nisim, and the chartumim weren't able to do it. Now, had they not been able to do it from the beginning, they would have said, we could do all those nisim also, we just don't want to do it. But once they already did it, the first one, and they showed we could do it, and then the second one they weren't able to do, now we see that everything is taka the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Chartumim, it's not anybody, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the miyuchad of the Mata. The Mata was the raya that the oisis wall from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ubemoisim ze hadam, k'mo she'nemer v'nasati moisim meshamayim uva'aretz, v'si lashon moisim yum k'jam shel adam, dam ve'esh v'simir sashon. Dover Acher, Bian Chazak Shtaim, Mizrein Atu Yishtaim, Mer Gadol Shtaim, Mizrein Shtaim, Mizrein Shtaim, Ilo Asar Makashi, Vekadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzrim, Mitzrayim, Elohim. Down to Radeh, Kinim Orev, Dever Shechim Bar, Arba, Choshech Makas Zuchares. This we'll end with, I think for now, is to just appreciate, this is something that a person is supposed to use his imagination. The Kuzari says that a person, Akadosh Baruch Hu gave a person imagination to picture Maimed Har Sinai, to picture Akedas Yitzchok, to picture the Yitzis Mitzrayim, to picture all the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we're given imagination. And a person should take time to picture Dam and what went on there, and depict for himself what was going on. When a person depicts for himself, it becomes much more real, and you can connect to it. And now it's something that is real. It's not just a story from the past, it's something that you really connect to. Now each one, just a short synopsis, it's all brought down from the Stipler. What was the purpose of each mako? Dam was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shalit on the water. Tzvardeya is that he shalit on all the brias of the water. Kinim, he shalit on the ground and everything which is created from the ground. Dever, he was shalit on all the animals. Arev, he shalit on the life of the animals. Shchin, he shalit on a person's health, the health of a person. Boron, he shalit on whatever comes down from the heavens. And not only that, what things that generally are a contradiction one to another, like fire and water, you can make shalom. Anything that's all natural aspects of the world are all elements, are all under the shlita of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bor, arbe, is anything which, not just the things that are on the ground, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the animals, the creatures on the ground, even the creatures in the Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of. Choshech, the entire universe, and the luminaries, and the sun and the moon, everything is under the Shlita of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the finale was Makas Becharis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that a person's life is in his hand. That, Al HaChayenu HaMesirim B'Yadecho. These were all limudim to the Mitzrayim and to the Klal Yisrael who witnessed them all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over every single solitary aspect of the universe. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili continues and he says, That means that every single, if you think about it, when you're thinking about the Esar Makris, you should be thinking about every aspect of the Makkah. There's a Sefer that came out on the Esar Makkah, Matame HaShulchan or something, Matame, I can't remember exactly, Red Sefer, I think they translated it to English this year, that just goes through the Makkah, and he shows how every Makkah was made up of numerous things. Just think about, we'll just take Dam for an example. They weren't able to drink water. That's one Makkah. There's another Chelek, they weren't able to shower. There's another Chelek, that all the fish died, and there's terrible smell. There's another chilek is that if they wanted to get water, they had to pay tremendous amounts of money to the yidden. Every makkah had in it a tremendous amount of side effects that were not included in their subtitles to dam, and there were also chalakim of the makkahs. Every makkah was really made up of numerous types of makkahs. And we end off kamamalas tevis namakam aleinu ilohi tenu mitzrayim. That's the baruch shvatim dayenu. We go through each one. And then we sum up the whole thing together. Sometimes when you look at each one individually, you don't appreciate it so much. Afterwards, you sum up everything together, and you look back, and you say, wow, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. A person can really do that in their lives. He sees something on tape that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does from them 2 years ago, and he saw 5 years ago, and each one in and of itself is a teva. You look back, and you see everything together, all the tevas, kama tevas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Hagdama to the halal that we have to give to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that for everything that He's done for us, and our tefillah is that He should be machnes us le'eretz Yisrael, b'hu yivne lanu es beis avechira lechapar kol chataseinu. We should be zeiche this year lechol min hazvachim nimsachim in Yerushalayim Abenuya ve'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Afreilichin kosherin Pesach mitasach gesund. Thank you all for joining.